Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I tell you what, so many things are taking place. I can't even keep up with them. But today we want to take a moment and remember that President Franklin Delano Roosevelt said this will be a day that will live in
infamy.
And that it was the day that World War II started when Japan came and bombed Pearl Harbor. And it's an amazing, you know, how I was listening to an interview early this morning on Fox News where one of the ones, the young man who was throwing a paper route when he found out, no, actually he was in school going to art school, or had these plans for, he was a young boy throwing a paper route, but he had plans to be an art student, and he heard the news that what had happened. And immediately he and all of his friends dropped all their plans, and they went and registered for the war, and he became a fighter pilot. I think he fought 100-something missions, something of that nature. He, I think his book that he wrote, I can't think of his name right now, is A Wide Place in the Road. A Wide Place in the Road. He was throwing a paper route in Northern California in a small town. He kind of explains in his book about how it was like in life prior to World War II. And then, of course, his dad had fought in World War I, so he's like, pretty much America at that point was isolationist. He's like, we don't care. We don't want to get involved anymore. Mm-hmm. That was horrific. We don't do that. Even though, thank you. Who was the president that got us in all that stuff? World War I?
Don't know.
You don't know? Oh, my goodness. Woodrow.
Woodrow. Oh, that makes sense.
You know, Woodrow, because he wanted Woodrow. Big government. It was Woodrow. The default setting is Woodrow.
It was Woodrow.
It was bad, yeah.
Yeah, and so, anyway, we won't go into Woodrow. You can find out more about him on the VFN Torch. But they said, we don't want to do that again. But once, you know, Japanese came and bombed our ships. I mean, you've probably seen some news films. You've probably seen, maybe even seen a movie called Pearl Harbor. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it was real. It really happened. Mm-hmm. And he said, but it was so different then. It was defined. We knew who the enemy was. We fought the enemy. He says, I can't even imagine. I feel so bad for the guys today because they say, kill that one, but not that one. And how confusing that is. I mean, we knew who the enemy was. He said, we went and dealt with it. We did business and we came home. And he said, today it's just so difficult. And he's talking about having empathy for today's soldier. He has to almost be an attorney. I remember in law enforcement when it got that way for a while in law enforcement, really still is today. They had attorneys meet with us in training and try to give us legal advice about when to draw our gun and when not to draw our gun. It's like, so it caused deputies begin to get squeamish when drawing their gun or not, which means it causes you to get hurt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was just crazy because they were worried about, you know, people's opinion. And they always said it's better to be, you know, tried by 12 than carried by 6, you know, which means a jury, jury of 12 versus 6 people carrying your casket. Mm. Well, you know, today is the day. I mean, this is the day. I mean, think about it. All of a sudden you're starting your day and then all of a sudden you hear out of the middle of nowhere, you hear that Japan is bombing our ships. I mean, imagine Norfolk and all. I don't know if you've ever been to Norfolk before, but Norfolk.
No, I haven't.
It looks like a city. It looks like New York City, but instead of buildings, it's ships.
Wow.
I mean, forever. I mean, it's just like a kid's dream in regards to looking at ships. And they're all gray. If you're in the military, sometimes it's like a bad dream how to get out of here. And imagine them just shooting the ships and bombing the ships. And just killing the soldiers on them, and they were just fighting for their lives, trying to come out. They were just totally caught by surprise. And that's when World War II started.
Look, 2,000 military actually lost their life that day.
It was just tragic. It was totally tragic. But today you think about it, how many scenes like that happened. That's 9/11.
Hello,
that's
9/11,
but yet, you know, we say, and of course President Bush was more decisive in regards to, you know, we are going, that's Pat's joints. We are going to deal with the enemy. We're going to bring justice. He adjusted that statement later on, but in regards, he just went aggressively after the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of more defined, but still, it's a different day. I think because we choose to be a different day, because if you just say, if you're going to live with the enemy, you're not going to live long. And then people will start separating themselves from those people who are doing the Pearl Harbor bombings. You know what I'm saying? They'll say, we need to change our location or change their location. And but now it's just like it's so ingrained. It makes you wonder about, you know, how it's going to be. You know, we are, I believe, in the last days, because it's just constant stress of war. You're constant in this state of constant war, and people just trying to declare peace. And it's like the enemy's everywhere. How can you declare peace?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get them out of here first, and then let's say it's over with. But, you know, this is a day we want to remember our veterans and empathize. You know, World War II vet was empathizing with today's soldier because, you know, and you can remember Steve talking about it, you know, Steve up in Pittsburgh, and we give a shout out to Steve this morning. And you clear a house, you don't know who's going to be the bad guy and who's going to be the good guy. He's in, you know, he's in Iraq. And it was just really difficult to find out, you know, who's going to be there. And previously it's like, okay, we're going to level this village. And they, you know, we dropped leaflets or whatever, you know, it says, you know, in whatever language they need to be in. You need to clear the village because it's not going to be here any longer. And we would just do business and come back. And I think war should begin and it should end.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, what if my friend or I gave my life for this, you know, what did I give my life for? If you're just going to, am I a bullet in your gun that you just want to shoot to possibly do something? Or is there a definite vision in what we're doing, where we're going?
Right.
And it's almost like the military is being used like CIA or FBI instead of a military force, which is to go in and fight wars and to win wars. I mean, that's the whole purpose of it, not to, you know, to be this.
And the spying expedition there.
Well, you know, I've reportedly, according to the news, they're stating that the president's wanted to hire more spies with the Pentagon and the military than that will totally cause the CIA spies amount of spies to be minor compared to that.
Wow.
Which, you know, we always go, well, it's kind of good to have cameras everywhere. And it's like, yeah, but tomorrow you're going to be on them.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And if you study martial law says that all those spies in the military under the commander in chief, which is the president, whoever that is, under martial law, they can put those spies on us.
Well, let's not forget that, you know, during Pearl Harbor, the Japanese Americans that lived here were all rounded up into camps.
Yes.
I mean, their freedoms were violated.
Right. It's kind of hard. But it's kind of hard. I mean, you can talk to some of the Japanese Americans who will say they understood it. And you talk to some of the Japanese Americans, you know, you're talking generations later now, you know, didn't. But when the weather underground's all over the place, you know, like in the 60s, and they're blowing things up, is it better to lose your FBI building and your police officers in that building next week? I mean, you got to really, I mean, that's where martial law comes in. I mean, martial law comes in when it's been exercised since George Washington, you know, and what to do with it. It gets really rough. I mean, if you ever had to be over something, and every parent has had declared martial law.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we were voting on things, but right now that's stupid. We're not doing that, you know? And every school system, any principals had to declare, you know, a form of you know, trumping things. And there comes a time, and God, you know, obviously. But the thing about it, when you talk about spies, you talk about spies. And just to read, we're going to probably be talking more about that in the future. But, you know, CIA... And you can't spy. Americans cannot spy on Americans. You know, we talked about that before.
Right.
But what happens is, you know, basically, allegedly, a Canada spies on us, and we spy on Canada, and then we just share our information. It's just crazy. We realize that everything's in the sight of God anyway, so you don't have to worry about that. But we want to give a big, you know, shout out to all of our veterans, those that have served and those that are serving now. That we want to say thank you. We want to pray God's protection over you and pray that, you know, this would end and you would come home.
That's right.
And not only come home, but come home to a real nice opportunity. And understand right now, I heard Secretary of Defense Panetta talk about they're going to get behind, of course, education, job opportunities, and even helping veterans start businesses.
Oh, good.
Oh, cool.
You know, he says that this is a matter of home our security, national security, because if we don't do right by our soldiers who fall for us, we won't have any soldiers that fight for us in the future, basically. And we should just honor them, period. We should honor them, period. And it's amazing. It's totally amazing what they do. And whatever a soldier's motives is when he or she gets in, they all become the same when you get on the front lines. You know, let's survive, let's come home, and I'm just thankful for him. I'm very thankful for him, and I hope that that it ends soon for you. That's right. World War II was started December the 7th by surprise. America was caught by surprise and did not want to get involved. But what happened in Pearl Harbor has happened many times, like the Benghazi situation. And that would have been a war, declaration of war in history. But today, for some reason, all these decorations, and the enemy's trying to provoke us to war, but hey, you can do that and win the war and they won't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's kind of confusing. But it's interesting too that that this Antichrist will come one day and declare peace and try to work out a peace. It's all about peace. So obviously it's going to get more hectic, and you know, people are going to look to those kind of sources.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.